Well, Merry Christmas to everybody, and such a privilege to share this night with you. And the songs that went in praise to God are a delight to His heart and an encouragement also to us. And just thinking that He's with us tonight, came to be our Savior, and we can know Him tonight like that in whatever condition our heart is in. And around Christmas time, my heart gets hurried and rushed and troubled. And also there's joy and peace and closeness to God. All of that, we want the Lord to be right in the middle of your experience. And that's His desire for each of us. So remember, at Christmas time and every day, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so Christmas gifts. What kind of gift are you looking for at Christmas and tonight? And which one's am I hunting for? According to Amazon.com, in 2006, the most sought-after gifts and the hardest ones to find were some of these. Maybe some of you have stood in line to get these. PlayStation 3, a toughie. I haven't played PlayStation 2 very well. But PlayStation 3 is up there. Elmo TMX. First time I heard of the tickle me Elmo part, I really thought the man on the radio was saying tickle me elbow. I thought it was some kind of Irish gift, but it's a for little ones, you know. iPods, you can listen in and no one else can know what's going on in your little head there. Flat screen TVs, Xbox 360, things that people seek after, hard to find. When I was 8 years old, the big item me and my brother longed for and prayed for and requested for was electric football, an electric football game. And back, way back in 1963, this is how it worked. It was a piece of tin painted like a football field. It's a little motor underneath. And you turn that thing on, and you put the little plastic football players on it, and they go running down the field. It was fascinating. And we played many a wonderful game with that gift. And when the motor broke, we kept the game, and we simply tapped on the tin, and the players continued to move. So to this day, I have to confess that it was still one of the best temporal gifts I ever received. And it shows you how flawed of a person I am. But the Lord, in His kindness, gives us gifts surrounding His Son. And if you were hearing the good word of God tonight, some of the gifts He passed on at first Christmas Eve night. The glory of God shone around them. That was something the shepherds experienced. Wouldn't you like to have the glory of God shine around you all the time? You know, according to God's word, He's a God who's everywhere through the person of His Son, and His glory fills the whole earth. So you be looking for Him in the everyday circumstances of life, because the same glory that was upon the shepherds and around them is really around each one of us. If we say, Lord, give me a heart to see Your goodness and Your glory. The gift was also brought good news of great joy. I mentioned a while back, God doesn't give gifts we already have. We need great joy from Him. We don't have it on our own. We could try to drum it up, but we're not going to get it without His intervention, without Christ. A Savior is born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Not just a Savior that everybody kind of knows from a distance, but someone who came for you, for each one. A Savior has been born to put your name in the blank and how your heart is trusting Christ or not trusting Christ for tonight and for eternity. And then peace on earth, goodwill to men. God is bringing that about in the return of His Son someday. And the shepherds said this. The shepherds are very practical people. As practical and as hard-nosed as anybody here or anybody you and I know. That's the shepherds. They said this. Let's go and see. Let's go and see this thing that has happened. Let's see for ourselves if what we were told about Christ is really true. And I like that. You know, they weren't going to be buffaloed over even by a bunch of angels singing through the skies. And God in His Word gives us a lot of invitations to see if Christ is Lord. See for yourself if Christ is Lord. Listen to these invitations. Psalm 34. Taste and see the Lord is good. Matthew 11. Come to me if you are weary and overburdened. Psalm 66. Come and see what God has done. Deuteronomy 4. If you seek the Lord, you will find Him if you seek Him with all your heart. And it's not bad to want gifts at Christmas if you're still ready to open yours at home or pass them on. It's not bad to want gifts because wanting a gift shows that you're saying, my life is not altogether. I am not sufficient in myself to face life or eternity unless God would give me some gift that I need from Him. I wonder what gift that would be. Tom Brady is a quarterback for the New England Patriots. He played a football game today. At age 28, he has won 3 Super Bowls. Can you imagine that? Conquering the football world 3 times by the time he's 28. That would be being the best at your field of work or hobby by age 28. He was interviewed last year on the CBS news program 60 Minutes. And this is what he said. Why do I have 3 Super Bowl rings and still there's something greater out there for me? A lot of people would say, I reached my goal, my dream, my life's complete. But I think there's got to be more than this. This isn't all what it's cracked up to be. That's a man who's reached the top. The interviewer said, well then, what's the answer? Tom Brady said, I wish I knew. I wish I knew. And maybe that's your heart tonight. I wish I knew. I like Christmas. It's a happy holiday. It's a holiday also that brings out a pain if we're dealing with pain. Christ is faithful to meet us where we're at. But if we say, I wish I knew, God would say, I have a gift for you. And it's the precious gift of my son. I heard Sylvester Stallone interviewed on Monday, last Monday. He had his new movie, Rocky 6. If you have a good story, tell it 6 times. That's a good thing. He said this in the interview. Hey, there's a hole in my heart. That was his words. There's a hole in my heart. He said, I try to fill it up with one accomplishment after the next. And he said this. But it's strange. You can't fill the hole yourself. You can't fill the hole yourself. It's a hole that only God can fill with His love and kindness. One of the most basic, gut-level things that you and I will do, and this is where we live, where the rubber meets the road, is we will try to fill our heart with something, and we will shape our life to go after that something. And if we can't shape our life to give fulfillment, we'll start to shape everybody else's life around us to make sure we get fulfilled. We'll shape our family's life. We'll shape the life of work, the life of church, the life of spouse or children. Whoever is not good enough for us, we will say, we want them to change so that we might be fulfilled. And God says, you need a gift, is what you need to fill the hole in your heart. And only God can do that. The lie that we believe is that we can be good enough without God to fill our own heart and to get the gift we look for. All you have to do is try for it a little harder. But that's not the testimony of those who have reached the top. I knew of a gal who was in contrast to Tom Brady and Sylvester Stallone. 20-year-old gal, just a simple girl, went off to college, Grove City College, and her name was Sarah. And while at college, she fell off a very high cliff doing some sightseeing and fell and fractured severely her pelvis. And she was in big trouble. Thankfully, she got help in the hospital and rehab for several weeks. As you might guess, she was told by the doctors trying to help her, you may not be able to have a family in the future just because of the severity of the injury. There was a chaplain who went to see her on a regular basis. And he went to see the pastor of the church I was serving at. And he said, what's the story with Sarah? The pastor said, what do you mean, what's the story with Sarah? He says, every time I go into the room, she greets me with a smile. It's not that she's not in pain, but she greets me with some basic kindness. He said, she shares with me some of the things in her life that she's contented about. She seems to have peace in her life. Her countenance is one of accepting. And it seems like, it's beyond explanation why she's responding like she is to this terrible thing that has occurred. I know she would cry like the rest of us. Tears don't say that God's not working in your life. But the pastor said this, the chaplain thought, is she in denial? Or perhaps she's getting too much medication? What is the problem? The pastor said, no, you don't understand. First of all, she has a grandmother who prays for her about 12 hours a day, which is really true for all you parents and grandparents out there who want to know how to bless your children. The door is open. Pray for them. What an impact that'll make. The pastor went on to say her mom and dad love her all the time without condition. And also she has a very simple, genuine faith. The gift that Christ would bring. Not to keep her from every problem that came down the road, but to give her a shepherd through the problem. You and I need that. We want that. And like the shepherds, we have to say, let's go and see if Christ is really Savior and Lord. There was two businessmen, somebody told me this story just this past week, who tried to make an impact in the city of Pittsburgh for Christ. Two fellows named Sam Shoemaker and Paul Everett. Sam Shoemaker was a founder of AA, and Paul Everett was involved in leading businessmen to Christ. And they would give a message to people like this. Follow Jesus for 30 days. Put your trust in Him if you've never done that before. 30 days. Give Him a fair chance. He came from heaven to the cradle and to the cross for you. Follow Him for 30 days and see if it makes a real and genuine difference in your life. Many people took up that challenge and their lives were changed. And tonight, on the Christmas Eve, and just ending one year, ready to start a new year afresh, would I say, I want to trust Christ and see for myself if He is Savior and Lord? I hear the preacher talk about it. I don't know if he's telling the truth. Don't know him that well. I hear the Bible. That seems very sharp and trustworthy. But I want to see, is Christ Lord? And would I follow Him? And if you say to Christ, yes, I'll follow you with your help, it'll be the biggest decision you will ever make. You'll be like the shepherds. They returned, went back to their work, and they said, they went and told other people, you have to see what God is like, what the Savior is like. Tonight, if you come to Christ, you have many problems. And I don't underestimate the life that you are leading. Some of you face monumental troubles, difficulties with health, with family, in work. Many are on just cruise control, trying to make it to the next pleasant experience. I could describe all of that very well from what people share with me, from their heart and from what I've experienced in my own life. But I do know this with confidence and would not underestimate the power of God's truth. If you come to Christ and say, I trust Him and I'll follow Him, God will come into your life. He really will. He'll be a bigger presence than even your own self is, trying to fill up the hole in your life. He'll come into your life, bring the forgiveness of sins that you and I need, and one day take us to heaven to be with Him. And if we're not like those shepherds, if we don't want to see for ourselves, we should know this. No matter how much we celebrate Christmas or do whatever tradition your family's into, if you don't trust and receive Christ, God will not come into your life and bring any changes. You will not know the forgiveness of sins, and you'll be trying to earn that all the time, and you'll be sticking people left and right throughout your life because forgiveness is just not in your on your radar screen. And someday you won't go to heaven because you rejected God's gift that He would freely give to you. And you thought you had something better than Christ. And that was a terrible tragedy that you don't want to live out for yourself nor for your future. I think of my own children. I have two boys, 11 and 14. Fun ages. Difficult ages. What I want for them more than anything else, if I love them, I'd stand in line for that 360 Xbox. I love them in a different manner, more than anything else, for them, for their present and for their future. I want them to know Christ and follow Him. What do you want for yourself? And what do you want for your children? What would you like to pass on to them at Christmas? Just by praying for them like that Sarah's grandma did. You could be that one to turn to Christ and follow Him. He's a wonderful Savior. And everything about the service is to His praise. I asked an 11-year-old boy, this is a true story. He's riding in the back of my car with my boys. We're horsing around. I said, what's the best Christmas gift you ever received? I don't think he said this just because I was a pastor. He said it because it happened to him. He lives down the street from us. He said, unconditional love. I thought, phew. This fella is like that shepherd. And the message of the Bible is, he who has Christ has life. He who does not have Christ does not have life. God would say, anybody who would believe in God's Son would have life forever with God. Now, wouldn't you like that gift for Christmas? The gift of life forever with Christ. You try to, and with His help, follow Him. 30 days. See if it makes a difference. If He makes no difference, you can come and say, Bob, you led me wrong. I'll gladly apologize. I'll try to tell you to open your heart again to the Lord. But let's pray. And if you would like to trust Christ like that, have Him change your life. He is bigger than the tradition of a Christmas Eve service. And we like this service very much, by the way. But He is bigger than what you're experiencing tonight or what you will the rest of your Christmas celebration. Let's pray and ask Him to be that Lord and Savior He really is. Lord Jesus, thank You that You love each one here. And Your presence is the most important one in this room. So Jesus, if anybody here would say, I need Christ, I want to be like those shepherds and say, I need a gift, I want to go and see for myself. If Christ is Savior to me and Lord of my life, might they say, Lord, just a simple prayer. Lord, I receive You in my life. You came to be my Savior. You died on the cross and rose from the dead. You're alive. Or else I'm gone forever. I have no good news. Might there be many trust You today and decide to follow You. Lord, help them to be just open and trusting with You. And You show Yourself to each one. Bring a change in their heart that only You could bring about. And might this rest of the service be a praise to Your name and a reminder that You're the light that lights up a heart. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.